Are you looking for a magazine that can provide engaging and educational articles, purposeful and impactful advertising, and complete dedication to the Western New York community? Then you want Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine. With over 200,000 print readers and over 35,000 digital readers, Buffalo Healthy Living is Western New York's largest free healthy living magazine for people of all ages. Focusing on health, fitness, nutrition, environment, business, and community, Buffalo Healthy Living is dedicated to providing well-written and timely articles and healthy tips to support a healthy lifestyle. Embracing the highest standards of corporate purpose, accountability, and transparency, Buffalo Healthy Living offers a positive social and environmental impact. Proud to be Western New York's premier free magazine for people of all ages, Buffalo Healthy Living writes about the topics that matter most to its readers. Find it at every area Wegmans and Tops, along with thousands of other locations throughout all 8 counties of Western New York. Interested in advertising? Contact 716-204-8881. Visit BuffaloHealthyLiving.com or follow on Facebook and Twitter. Enjoy a healthier life with Buffalo Healthy Living Magazine.
Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. It's another beautiful Sunday here in the Buffalo, Western New York area, and there's a certain vibe in the air. I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling a lot of energy. I'm feeling a lot of wind. And I'm also joined by my wonderful co-host, Lauren Lewis. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Good. Tell me more about this vibe you're feeling.
Well, you know, I wake up every morning with, you know, just the energy, but on Sundays, I just have, it's just extra excitement for me.
The Bills, because we're in studio?
Because we're in studio, yeah. The Bills are playing. It's just,
I know.
And fall is in the air. Fall is one of my favorite seasons.
Is it?
Yes.
What
it
do
is.
You love most about fall?
Well, the changing of the seasons in a sense that you can wear, it's not too cold, it's just comfortable weather.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It absolutely is. I was talking with someone yesterday and just saying how much I loved the weather. I love, the temperature was comfortable. It was just beautiful, beautiful out.
Yes.
Did you see the moon like this past week too? Thursday night and Friday. Friday was the full moon.
I didn't.
Oh my God, it was gorgeous. It was huge and bright and it was just absolutely beautiful. But yeah. I felt the Friday the 13th full moon energy. It was kind of a crazy day, but
okay.
That's past.
Yeah, I was asking a friend of mine, I was saying, you know, do you buy into superstition? They were like, no, not really. And but then they went on to say, well, but I was going to get on the elevator and there wasn't a 13th floor. And I'm like, okay, are you joking? Or
I noticed that a lot in buildings and hotels, like there, a lot of times they don't put the 13th floor. I mean, obviously there is one, they just don't number it.
Yes. So Joe, what are your thoughts?
Good morning,
about
Joe.
This? Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great this morning.
Good.
Are you feeling the vibe, the energy?
Oh, I am feeling the vibe. I'm always feeling the vibe when I'm producing Western New York at Work.
Oh,
yeah, I love it.
Okay. So that being said, Laura, before we really get into other discussion, how has your week been?
Week has been good. Always busy. There's always stuff going on at Staff Buffalo keeping us busy. Out in the community, too. I think I had something every night this week. Good events. We did.
Yes.
I am part of a new group that just formed in March. It's called the 50 Fabulous Women Giving Circle. A friend of mine, Lisa LaTravato, she actually works in development for Hopman Woodward. She started this group, and every week, or four times a year. So we had our first meeting this past Wednesday, and it was a bunch of women who got together to support a cause. And every time we get together, we support a different cause. So
Okay. This
week was our first meeting. We had three groups come and present to us about their organization. So we had Brian Moorman's Punt Foundation, Girls on the Run, and Teens in Progress, or TIP. And they all each presented what their organization does, what they support, their mission. And the mission for us is finding organizations that help support youth and women in our community. So we voted for TIP, Teens in Progress, led by Miss Paulette Chapman as the organization to receive our grant this past Wednesday. So
awesome.
We all come, we give, everyone writes a check for $50, and collectively all the money goes towards the organization that is chosen. So that was a really great launch on Wednesday, and supporting a fantastic organization that just really helps to empower youth and mentor them and help them really develop, you know, through tough times.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm so happy to hear that from a standpoint that we can always do better. We can always mm-hmm. do more. And to help our youth of today and tomorrow's leaders is a very good way to exemplify that.
And they're all great organizations. The Punt Foundation, Girls on the Run, and Teens in Progress. So it was a really tough decision. But, you know, Teens in Progress, their mission just really kind of spoke to everyone in the room when we voted. So
okay, good.
Fun and to be part of a great group of people that collectively come together to help our community continue to move forward.
Okay. And speaking of moving forward, and one of the things I've been doing on my end is been really out in the community talking to different business leaders and owners about, you know, what they take away from Western New York at Work. What mm-hmm. topics have they enjoyed? Which ones would they like to hear going, you know, moving forward?
Yeah.
And so for anyone that really would like to be a part of, you know, helping Lauren and I give you content and conversation that's important to you, please give us a call here or contact me directly. My cell number is 716-563-0238. Again, 716-563-0238. And that's so important to Lauren and myself because you are the ones that help drive the conversation, drive Western New York at Work. And it's our partners with a shared vision mm-hmm. that make us who we are. And so we want to make sure that, you know, the conversation and the content that we bring on the air each and every Sunday is a reflective of what you want to hear. Not so much of what we want to talk about, but the pulse of the community, the business community or otherwise, is what you share with us that's important and relevant to you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always feel like I have people coming up to me asking, you know, what do we talk about on Western New York at Work? And they want to be on the show. How can they be on it? They want to know the format. So we're always open to have conversations with people who are interested in learning more about Western New York at Work and what we do here. And if you're a business or organization and you want to be on our show, like, just reach out. We'll be glad to chat with you and come up with a plan to help you spread your word, because that's our main goal, is to help our guests spread the word about what they do. And we can develop a plan to maybe help you, whether it's being on the show, commercial spots, being a partner.
Yes.
We'd love to work with all of our guests and clients.
Yes. And also, you know, because we are on social media, Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. you know, give us a comment. Again, we want to make sure that Western New York at Work is a reflection of what's important to you. So whether you're on social media or live in studio with us, you know what? We want you to be a part of our family.
Yeah, and there's always great opportunities.
Okay, excellent. Well, that being said, you know what? Today is Sunday, and with that being said,
Bill's game day.
So, Joe, what's happening in the world of sports? You know, before you go into that, give us your comment.
I think the Bills are going to absolutely throttle the New York Giants today. I don't know about you guys, but
love
I think
it.
They're going to be 2-0. What do you guys think?
Throttle the New York Giants. I love it. I think it's kind of interesting that they're playing in New York 2 weeks in a row.
Same stadium, too, I believe.
Same stadium.
Exact same stadium.
Yeah. But I'm super excited for it. I think the Bills are definitely going to win.
It's tough for me to go against the Bills.
I know.
It really is. I mean, sometimes you cringe. You're on the edge of your seats. With some of the plays that they have. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm still a Bills fan no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going with the Bills.
But you don't have Bills gear on today.
Well, we're going to do something about that. When I came in this morning, I thought about it. I was like, okay, Dale, you did not wear your Bills gear. So that means I need to do some proper preparation on Saturday night mm-hmm. to make sure I have my Bills gear.
I have a Bills bag in my closet where I keep all my gear. And on game day, I just go in, I pull it out. Pulled out my Bills t-shirt this morning, and then my Bills hat on. I'm ready to go.
So I just came up with a contest that we're going to have. It's almost a charity event. Help Dale be prepared on Sundays in Bills gear. So if anyone out there that wants to make sure that Dale has a Bills hat, a Bills jersey, let Western New York at Work know, because we need to help Dale Martin out. What do you think,
Lauren? I'm just surprised you don't have any Bills gear.
Oh, no, I do have it, but...
So I'll just text you on Saturday and remind you to wear your Bills gear.
There you go, yeah. So, in fact, I looked at my Bills cap this morning, but I said, well, you know, the blue wasn't going to match the beige, and so I just...
I mean, you are coordinated.
Yeah,
just
I try to coordinate. Yeah, that's right. Well, we're going to do something
we'll
about that.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it.
Work on Dale. Well, that being said, again, let's find out what's happening with the sports update.
Thanks, Dale. Week two of the NFL season is upon us as the Buffalo Bills are set to take on the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium this afternoon. Injury report for the Bills. Cornerback Teron Johnson has been ruled out with a hamstring injury, and wide receiver Andre Roberts has also been ruled out with a quad injury, while tight end Tyler Kroft remains questionable and he's still dealing with a foot injury. Injury report for the Giants, Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Garrett Dickerson have all been ruled out, and Cody Latimer remains questionable for the Giants. Kickoff for Bills-Giants is at 1 o'clock, and you can catch that game over on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. Over to hockey, the Buffalo Sabres have finally reported to training camp after a long offseason. Some early line combinations for the Sabres. Jack Eichel is currently centering the top line for Group 2 with Connor Sherry and offseason acquisition Jimmy Vesey. Casey Mittelstadt is centering the top line for Group 1 with Sam Reinhart and C.J. Smith on his wings. On defense, Rasmus Dahlin has been playing on the top pair with Jacob Bryson, while Rasmus Ristolainen is on a pair with another offseason acquisition in John Gilmore. Sabres will be back on the ice today starting at 10, and both sessions will be open to the public at KeyBank Center. Buffalo will take on the Pittsburgh Penguins at Pagula Ice Arena tomorrow night for their first preseason game, and you can catch the game over on our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550. For more coverage of the Sabres training camp, head over to WGR550.com. Around the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs have agreed to terms on a new contract with star winger Mitch Marner. They signed Marner to a six-year contract worth over $65 million. Out west, the Minnesota Wild have locked up defenseman Jared Spurgeon to a seven-year extension that will pay the 29-year-old over $7.5 million per season. This update is brought to you by Bocce's Pizza. Dale and Lauren, back to you.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And if you have a question or comment for Lauren or myself, please give us a call. The telephone number here is 803-1520. Again, 803-1520. And I think it's also important that we kind of introduce some of our new partners that are a part of our family here at West New York at Work, Forseti Protection Group. Plan, prepare, and think of Forseti. You know, they help you protect what matters most to you, which is your company, and equally important or more important, your personnel, the people that work in your organization.
And I definitely recommend for anyone who's out there listening and, you know, concerned about making sure they are protected and prepared, make sure their organization and their business is prepared, check out Forseti online. They posted a really interesting video yesterday about a panel of glass. And it showed they have a product that helps protect your glass from shattering or if like a bullet goes through it. It stops the bullet. It is unbelievable. You got to check out this video and the pictures they've posted online. So check out Forseti Protection for sure.
Yes.
It's crazy how you have to think about these things, but it's better to be prepared and protected in case anything does happen. So if you are thinking about those things, check it out.
Yes. And on a lighter note, Cecilia's Restaurant, one of the best Italian cuisines that you can find in the city of Buffalo. In fact, they offer a Martini Monday. And so we're going to be working a lot with them. You're about to say something.
Yeah. I mean, Cecilia's is fantastic. I think they've been doing the Martini Mondays for over 10 years now. They are a staple on Elmwood, and the Martini Mondays are always great. Two-for-one martinis. I think they have half-price appetizers. It's a fun night
to
go and kick off your week, your work week, with a couple martinis.
Okay, yeah. And so if you've never been to Cecilia's, they're located at 716 Elmwood Avenue, right there in the heart of the Elmwood Village. And I'll say this. If anyone calls the show today and can give us a comment about Cecilia, just give us your personal comment. Lauren and I will give you a $25 gift certificate go at Cecilia's.
Can't pass that up.
You can't pass it up. So anyone who's listening to today's show, if you have a comment about Cecilia's, maybe it's your last experience, give us a call today. Our producer, Joe, will take he'll take the call. That telephone number is 803-1520. And take advantage of a $25 gift certificate. Call in. That's right. So, Lauren, kind of moving back on the business circle, I think it's that time again where we're going to start to hear a lot more about 43 North. And for those you know, that are not familiar with 43 North, they have an amazing business competition that they've been doing since 2014. Over 44 companies have been a part of it. And I think that number probably is slightly more than that.
Mm-hmm.
They've raised over $240 million in venture capitalists to help these companies, not only from, you know, as a startup, but become more mature companies and create jobs. And on the job creation side, you know, I'm looking at their website right now, and it's showing that over 525 jobs have been created in the local economy. And that's great. I mean, there's a story behind that.
I mean, it's huge. It's so great to see the startup community in Buffalo really thriving and really helping our area develop and continue to develop economically, strengthen, bring jobs here. It's such a huge win for our community. It helps keep people in Buffalo. It's bringing people to Buffalo that have never been here before. And it's bringing those expats back to Buffalo too and helping them find fantastic jobs here.
Yes, and in fact, I had ran into Alex Gress, who is the president and CEO of 43 North, and so he's basically expressed interest of coming back in studio and just bringing us up to speed on what's happening for the upcoming 43 North business competition, which I believe is next month.
It's always in October. I don't know the date of it this year, but I know it's coming up, and so the finalists of the companies will be pitching their business to the panel of judges, and then they'll have the winners,
which
is always exciting. And the winner, you know, the winner companies are committed to Buffalo and staying here and bringing jobs to Buffalo. So it's always exciting to see what these businesses are and what they're doing. They have some amazing ideas and business concepts that you're like, wow, never thought that would be a idea or a business. And here's people are like launching these fantastic companies.
Yes. And you, I think you're really on, you're touching onto something in terms of innovation. Innovation mm-hmm. Is not tied to just one industry. It could be in staffing, it can be in manufacturing, it could be in the retail industry. So if you know you have an idea, I think it's so important that we, you know, you as an individual explore that. You know, and Buffalo provides the resources to take it from concept to inception.
And that's, I was just going to say that we have so many great people and businesses at our fingertips with 43 North here, with Techstars in the community and Launch New York. There are so many great resources to help you maybe take your idea and bring it from just that, your idea, and make it actually happen. You can talk to other people that have done startups, other people have developed businesses, and it helps you kind of navigate that space to start your company,
yes,
help you find funding, all those things that you're like, you might be like, I don't know how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's great resources here. And every Tuesday morning, I don't know if you've gone to it yet, Dale, but there is a Buffalo Open Coffee Club, Tuesday mornings at Row House. It's from 7:30 to about 9. And it is a great networking opportunity for people. You don't have to be in the startup world, but it's for founders, it's for startup, it's for tech. It's, you see everyone there. People are coming from Toronto down to the Buffalo Open Coffee Club, from Rochester. And it's a great way to kind of navigate the business space here.
I was not aware of that. And so that's every Tuesday morning?
Every Tuesday morning from 7:30 to 9 at Row House on Delaware Avenue.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that, because that type of atmosphere is really what I, not only do I find it inviting, but it keeps me just in an awareness of mm-hmm. what's happening in our community. In order to accomplish any goal or anything, you have to be visible. You have
totally.
To be with like-minded individuals like ourselves mm-hmm. that want to see our city continue to thrive. And in order for it to thrive, we have to be a part of the conversation. We have to be a part of the action.
And it's just great meeting awesome people.
Yes.
Doing different things in our community. So I've gone a few times, and it's always interesting to meet different people there and connect with different people. It's awesome.
So is it individuals networking? Is it like a breakfast networking, or is it individuals speaking?
So it's networking, and then they kind of have an opportunity for people to get up and talk to the group. They don't want you to pitch anything, but it's almost like a give and ask. So you say who you are, you say you can give to the community, and then if you're asking for something, you ask and kind of help find those resources like in that room. Not everyone gets up to talk, but the best part of it is the networking kind of before and after those, when people get up and speak.
Okay.
And it's informal. It's not like it's a formal lineup, an agenda. It's, hey, if you're there and you want to get up and do your give and ask, you walk on up, you do it real quick, introduce yourself, and that's it.
Okay. Awesome.
So
I look forward to that.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
Yeah. One of the things you've mentioned a few times this morning is expats. And I just want to ask you a question about that before
sure.
we take our first break, because I think there's a movement that's happening. And I'll call it a paradigm shift to go out and find individuals to come to Western New York, move back to Western New York. Are you seeing the same thing?
Oh, yeah. People talk to us all the time at Staff Buffalo about wanting to move back to Buffalo and navigating the space here, the business community, the type of jobs they could find here. So, I mean, I think people are wanting more and more to come back.
Okay, great. Well, on that note, Buffalo, you're listening to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Don't go anywhere. Go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of the break.
When it comes to your real estate buying and selling needs, it's the 716 team at Keller Williams. Their expertise is leveraging technology and knowledge of the local market. And when it comes to success, well, the numbers speak for themselves. They are ranked in the top 1% by the Buffalo Real Estate Board, and over 500 families have been helped and know the meaning of bring home happiness. So start your real estate success by calling owner Tim Reardon at 575-5969, where their motto is bring home happiness.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Ask anyone in Western New York the first thing they think of when you say the word pizza. Chances are you'll hear the name Bocce. Bocce's Pizza is the ultimate Western New York pizza and has been since 1946. The business world calls him Jim, but we call him Mr. Bocce. He'll tell you how it all started.
Bocce Club Pizza started in 1946 when my dad took over a small little restaurant, and it was the Bocce Club that actually had bocce ball courts. And the story goes that they were experimenting, looking in the basement one day, found an old Blodgett pizza oven, and my dad started experimenting with pizza. And next thing you know, here we are, 70 years later, serving takeout pizza at two locations on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road.
Bocce Pizza is a true culinary institution in Western New York. It's as much Western New York as the chicken wing. If you're one of the few who haven't tried it, get to one of their two locations today on Bailey Avenue and Hopkins Road and see why Bocce's Pizza is such a treasured delicacy to all Western New Yorkers.
Make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands
Welcome
up and
back
shout.
To
Throw
Western New York on ESPN 1520. I'm Lauren Lewis in studio with my co-host Dale Martin and our producer Joe Marino. We have such good energy, I think, on Sunday mornings, especially when I hear
love
that
it.
Shout song. Like, I just get so excited. I kind of forgot that was going to happen. So thanks for playing that, Joe. It's always good to get our Bills energy and spirit up before game day.
Yes. And minus the Bills the attire, which Lauren is going to work
we'll
on.
We'll work on it.
Now Lauren is my designer. So, but as you were saying.
No, it's just awesome. I'm always excited for game day. And it's always fun to be here in studio on ESPN.
Yes.
To chat about the Bills and the upcoming game and hopefully get that W.
Okay. Well, the three of us said that the Bills are going to win. Mm-hmm. So what do you think is going to help make that a reality, Joe? Let's start with your comment.
Well, the thing is, Eli Manning just can't play anymore. He's just not the player that he used to be. The only real threat that the Giants have is Saquon Barkley, the running back. He was second overall pick in the draft last year. So if they can just contain Barkley, they're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. And judging by how well the Bills' defense played last week, they completely shut down the Jets, and that was part of the reason why they were able to even win the game by the skin of their teeth. I think they're going to destroy them as long as they can contain Barkley.
Yes, I like the. I agree with the comment in terms of our defense. We've had one of the top rated defenses in the league for many years.
Yeah, season after season, it seems we always have a strong defense.
Yes, and if our offense can just kind of turn it up just a bit,
you know,
we become even a bigger threat.
I think they will. I think they're coming together much better. I think they're coming together much better as a team. I think Josh Allen's continuing to develop, so I think we're gonna see some good things out of the offense this season too.
Okay, great. Well, as we say each and every Sunday, we talk about sports, we talk about jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. And Lauren, you shared with us, you know, the Tuesday networking event that takes place. I think that represents the people that are making it happen in Western New York, which creates that economic development. Let's talk a little bit about the job side of things, because you live and breathe that every day.
Every day. You have such there's awesome jobs and awesome companies in Buffalo. I just want to like talk a little bit about some of the jobs that we currently have open that we're working on for our clients at Staff Buffalo. Right now, we have two really cool jobs, high level. Negotiations executive director and a training and development executive at a fantastic growing company in Western New York. They are awesome positions, so check them out, staffbuffalo.com. You'll see them there. We also have a grant accountant position, grants coordinator for a not-for-profit company, payroll, staff accountant, real estate positions. We have a lot going on at Staff Buffalo. Anything really from like maybe those lower-level jobs up to those high-level executive positions. So if you're interested in navigating maybe your next career move, go to check out staffbuffalo.com. You can see all of our open jobs posted right on our website. You can apply right there. If there's nothing that interests you right now, we do have a general application link. You can always submit a general application that way. That way we have your resume on file for future positions that come into the company. If you're a company looking to fill some positions, maybe you're having trouble on your own, like the market right now in Western New York, it's tight. It's a tight candidate market. So the unemployment rate is the lowest it's been in almost 30 years, which makes it tough if you're trying to hire someone. The people are not actively applying to positions. So what we do at Staff Buffalo, we work with a lot of those passive candidates that our recruiters have developed relationships with over the years who are open to that next career move, but they're not actively applying. So if when a company comes to us looking to fill, say, this training and development position, our recruiters are going through our database and our network to try and find that person that's going to be the good fit culturally and is going to be qualified for the position. So
you work with both the employer and helping them fill, certain positions, but as well as the job seeker. So you're an agent for both parties.
Yes.
In a sense.
The companies come to us. We only work on the jobs that we have open that the companies hire us for.
Okay.
Our team is not magicians. We can't pull jobs out of the air.
You're not?
Nope. No, we can't just find jobs for everyone. We don't have enough time to like just find jobs for people. But the best thing job seekers can do is reach out to us, and our recruiters will most likely have a conversation with them at one point or another to really understand their background, their work experience, what they're looking for in the next career move, you know, all the way down to what kind of a commute they're comfortable with within Western New York, so that when these companies come to us to fill certain positions for them, our recruiters have already established a relationship with some of the job seekers. So they can just go back to them and say, hey, you know, I know we talked a while ago. You were looking for this type of job. I have something that came in that might be interesting to you. What do you think? They pitch the job. If it's a go, then we submit them over to our clients.
It sounds like Staff Buffalo has really developed a business model that's very strategic, that you have focused on certain industries, and those companies become your strategic partners.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love working with all the companies, and it's fun when they come back to us to fill more jobs for them and need that help, because it's a lot. You know, finding the right people can be tough. You know, you want to make sure you put in that time and energy to make sure it's a good fit. Not only the person can do the job, but they're going to be a good fit into the company, in the company culture, and the strategic plan of the company.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that you have that cultural fit as well.
And on
team is trained to do that, and we spend the time to really find that right fit.
And I was going to say, on the job seeker side, you have to equally be strategic. You have to almost have a sense of what you want, what skill sets you bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you need a company like Staff Buffalo that can help you identify those transferable skills, because the business climate today is moving and changing so rapidly.
All the time.
You may have worked in customer service years ago or have that experience, but want to get into IT. And those customer service skills can help you transition into, you know, a field such as that.
Yeah, and a lot of times, too, when our recruiters talk to candidates, we're trying to help job seekers who maybe are trying to pivot within their career sell themselves in that way. Maybe take some of those skills and make their resume stronger towards the job they are applying for. So a lot of times it's talking with the candidates about how to navigate that space, take their skills, their transferable skills, and help show them in a stronger way to make sure that they are selling themselves.
Yes.
And to get that next job.
Well, I like that word today, stronger, because that's what our community is becoming stronger as a whole. We want to help job candidates out there become stronger in their approach to securing that next position, that next level. And it starts right here at Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Buffalo, it's another fast-paced Sunday for us. Lauren, where did the time go?
It flies by. We always have so much fun.
Yes. The fastest show in radio history.
Yep. And go Bills.
Go Bills. Buffalo, thank you for tuning in to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin, Lauren Lewis, and our producer, Joe. Have a beautiful Sunday. Enjoy the game. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group, Complete Counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs, Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.